A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, retold by Jenny Dooley, an Express Publishing graded reader at level 2. Chapter 1. The Knocker. It was Christmas Eve in London. The bells in the church were ringing all day long, the candles in the shop windows were lit, and you could see people walking quickly through the snow-covered streets. That special feeling, which people only seem to have at Christmas, was everywhere. Everywhere, that is, except in one place. There was one office, with the name Scrooge and Marley painted across the window. Two men were in it, working, without smiles on their faces. There was a small fire in the fireplace. Ebenezer Scrooge, the owner, did not like to spend money, so the fire stayed small. Scrooge thought it was a waste of money to put more coal on the fire. His clerk, Bob Cratchit, was sitting at his desk writing letters, trying to keep his hands warm by the heat of his candle. Suddenly, the door opened, and the cold and wind from outside filled the room. A young man with red cheeks, curly dark hair, and a friendly smile stood in the doorway.
Merry Christmas, Uncle. Merry Christmas, Bob.
Bob Cratchit looked up for a moment.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Scrooge pointed his crooked finger at Bob Cratchit.
Get back to work and keep your Merry Christmas to yourself. As for you, Fred, I have two words for Christmas. Bah! Humbug!
Fred, Scrooge's nephew, came into the shop and closed the door. He never let the smile leave his face.
Uncle, why do you call Christmas humbug? It's the one holiday when people open their hearts and truly feel kind towards others. Even you can see that.
Scrooge got up from his desk. He had small, round glasses sitting on the end of his nose. His face was red with anger, and he frowned as he spoke.
I'll tell you what I see. I see people spending more money than they have. I see work stopping and money lost for a day that is just like any other day. If I could, I would cancel Christmas and make everyone work twice as hard.
But the fact is, Uncle, only butchers and bakers work on Christmas Day. So my wife and I want you to come and have Christmas dinner with us.
No!
Uncle, please.
I said no, and I mean no. Go away! And have your Christmas without me!
As you wish, Uncle. But nothing you say can make me change how I feel. Merry Christmas to you, Bob, and a Happy New Year.
And a Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Goodbye!
Soon after Scrooge's nephew left, a kind man in a black suit came into the shop asking for money for the poor. And then a young boy arrived wanting to sing Christmas carols. To the kind old man, Scrooge said,
People who are poor don't have money because they never work. And those who are dying are better off leaving this world. There is no hope in it for them.
For the young boy, Scrooge had no words. He simply slammed the door on him.
These people will never leave me alone. How can I get any work done?
At the end of the day, Scrooge locked the office door behind him and walked home alone, with his black hat pulled far down on his head. He heard people laughing and singing Christmas carols in the streets. The only thing he said was,
Bah! Humbug!
The night was getting cold. The wind blew the snow up from the ground and made it difficult to see. When Scrooge came to his front door, he stopped to find his key. There was a large old knocker on the door. It looked like a round ball with lines on it. Suddenly, the knocker changed, and it was no longer a ball, but the face of a man. It was the face of Jacob Marley, Scrooge's old partner. But Jacob Marley was dead. So whose was this face? And why was he red-eyed and crying like a madman? Scrooge took a step backwards and hid his face in his hands in terror.
Ah! Go away! Please don't hurt me!
When Scrooge got no answer, he looked up. The knocker was just a knocker. Jacob Marley's face was no longer there.